Hey, food enthusiasts. Welcome back to our cozy corner where the love for easy and delectable recipes blooms. I'm Ben Harper, your guide through the tantalizing world of homemade delights. Today, we are on a special mission to bring a fast food favorite into our kitchens. Yes, you guessed it. We're cracking the code on Taco Bell's nacho cheese. Now, who hasn't been lured by that creamy, velvety nacho cheese sauce at Taco Bell? It's almost a rite of passage during late-night snack runs. But here's the kicker. You can make it at home, and I'm going to show you how. First things first, let's talk ingredients. You'll need some heavy cream, evaporated milk, cream cheese for that extra lush texture, a dash of mustard powder, and of course, cornstarch to thicken things up. But the real MVP here is sharp cheddar cheese. 4 cups of it, freshly grated for the best melting. Ready for the magic to happen? Grab a medium-sized pot and let's start by whisking together the heavy cream, evaporated milk, cream cheese, mustard powder, and cornstarch. Keep that heat medium to avoid any kitchen mishaps. Once you see tiny bubbles surfacing, it's time to bring in the cheddar, 1 cup at a time, stirring continuously to keep it smooth and luscious. After all the cheese has melted into this glorious pool, reduce the heat, give it a taste, and perhaps add a pinch of salt or a splash of hot sauce if you're feeling adventurous. Keep stirring on low heat until you achieve that dreamy consistency. Now let's talk serving and storing, because you'll want to keep this gold around. Serve it warm to keep its creamy texture. A fondue set or a slow cooker on low can work wonders here. If there are any leftovers, and that's a big if, let the sauce cool to room temperature before popping it into an airtight container in the fridge, where it'll stay fresh for up to 3 days. Reheating is just as important as the cooking process. Gently dust it over low heat, stirring frequently. And if it's too thick, a little milk can bring back that silky smoothness. Before we wrap up, a quick pro tip. Always use freshly grated cheese. It melts better and will give you that smooth, restaurant-quality sauce without any lumps. There you have it, folks. Your very own Taco Bell-inspired nacho cheese sauce, ready to drape over chips, veggies, or whatever your heart desires. Dive in, experiment, and most importantly, enjoy every cheesy moment. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, the best flavors are the ones you create at home. Until next time, keep those stoves lit and those taste buds excited. This is Ben Harper, signing off from the Simple Recipe Box. Happy cooking, everyone. End of episode.